Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about posture and how posture, when you are taking care of your posture, it's actually going to help you double down on your fitness, your health goals. With me, Dr. Liza Egboga. Thank you so much for being with me. And I want you to describe why this is such an important topic for you.
So I feel like posture is one of the most important things that you can improve to actually improve your life. And that is because it helps both your mental and your physical health. So when our body is in alignment, we call that good posture, and we function better. So our muscles work better. There's less wear and tear on our joints. And we digest better. Every system in our body works better when we're aligned in good posture. So of course, then there's less inflammation. We feel better. We move better. We use less energy, which means that we have more energy and we have better sleep. And then on the other hand, we have our mental health. So studies have shown that when you're in a good posture, so you know, your shoulders back, you're standing up straight, you're not slouched over, our body will actually produce more endorphins, which are the feel-good chemicals in our body, so that you'll feel better. And that when we're in a bad posture, so, you know, shoulders slouched forward, head forward, bent over, our body will produce more cortisol, which is our stress hormone. And that means that we're going to feel worse. We're going to feel more stressed. We can feel more depressed. We can feel more anxious. So by improving our posture, we feel better, we move better, and also there's a cosmetic benefit too. When you have better posture, you actually look better. So, you know, studies have shown that people are actually more attracted to people who have good posture because, you know, you look taller, you look like you're in better health when you have good posture. And the reason is because when you have good posture, you are in better health.
You know, many of our parents told us when we were growing up, oh, watch your posture, stand up straight. But I'm not sure that they understood all of the benefits that you're talking about. They just wanted us to maybe look a little better.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot of people look to their posture first because they find when their posture is bad that they might look older, they might not look as refreshed, but they don't understand all the benefits that happen when we have good posture and just how much our life improves when we have good posture. And that, you know, that extends to our physical well-being, our mental well-being, but even in our careers and our work, people who have better posture are actually more likely to make more money and to get better jobs because, you know, the employer sees them as someone who's more confident and more intelligent just by their posture. So it really is a life-changing thing to address.
Okay, Dr. Liza, this is kind of problematic in today's society where we are all, even younger people, are carrying around backpacks on their backs. And I even notice with me, I'm hunched closer to the microphone to make sure that the recording is proper here. We spend all day in front of our computers. So talk about that for a minute. I mean, what are you seeing with folks, young and old, and their posture?
So that's one of the biggest things that we've noticed in the last couple of decades is that people's posture are actually deteriorating and at a younger age. And the main reason is the amount of time we're spending on devices. So especially phones, everyone of all ages has a phone, even young kids hunched over their iPad. And what happens is when you're on your phone, you take what I call a croissant posture. So like, you know, it's like a croissant, you're curled over and you're curled over your phone. So your head goes forward. You're looking down. Your shoulders roll forward. Your whole spine curves forward. And that is like the stepping stone for poor posture. And if you're doing that, you know, for hours a day, day in and day out, eventually you're going to stay that way. So using your phones, using computers, a lot of people work at computers all day. So we're looking at our computers. And then last is sitting. We spend far too much time sitting. Our bodies were actually not designed really to actually sit on chairs at all. So when we are sitting, we have muscles called our psoas muscles, which are our hip flexor muscles, and those stay contracted when we're sitting. And because they attach to our hip and to our spine, it literally pulls our spine forward into a curve. So between the devices and all the time sitting, we're seeing so much poor posture and at younger and younger ages. Now we have teenagers who have, you know, the posture of someone who might be 90 because of all this device usage.
Ooh. Well, it's not likely we're going to get those teenagers to stop using their phones. So how do we address this issue?
So I say, you know, we have to create balance, right? So with our phone, we know that we're looking down at our phones. But when possible, if you can use a device or prop your phone up, I like to actually cross my leg and then rest my arm on my leg while I'm using my phone, so that my phone is at eye level, and that way I'm not looking down. But, you know, in some situations, you might not be able to do that, so you might be looking down. And every so often, take a break and actually look up to the sky. So our face is down all the time, so to counteract that, we want to look up. And then with sitting, you know, every, you know, 30 minutes, every 45 minutes, to get up from sitting and to do a back bend. So, you know, our hips were flexed, and then we want to get up and we want to extend that. So it's just throughout the day, getting up and moving those joints so that they're not in that same position for too long. And then also doing the opposite of poor posture. So when we think of that croissant folding forward, we want to do activities where we're actually bending back to balance it out. So looking up, bending backwards, stretching, walking, getting blood flow to those muscles, you know, literally moving.
Mm-hmm. So that will kind of counteract us looking down at our phones. Are there also like some other exercises specifically that could help us kind of counteract those effects?
Yeah. So one of the things you want to do is you really want to have a strong core, because if you have a strong core, your spine will be more supported, and then those daily activities will have less an effect to give you poor posture. So one of my favorite exercises to strengthen the core is actually the plank. So getting in the habit of holding a plank is really great for strengthening your core. So, you know, you might set your timer and you start at 30 seconds and then you build up to a minute and then you build up to 2 minutes. And I say a healthy goal is to try and get up to doing 2 minutes of planks a day. So whether that's 1 minute plank and then another 1 minute plank, that's a good way to keep your core in check. And then one of my favorite stretches is a pec stretch. So with this stretch, what you're doing is you're taking your hands behind your back and you're interlocking your fingers together. Then when your fingers are interlocked together, you're actually going to squeeze your shoulder blades together. So imagine someone has a pen in between your shoulder blades, and you want to squeeze those shoulder blades together so that you're holding onto that pen. When you're doing that, you also want to drop your shoulders down. And that you're going to hold for 5 seconds. So fingers interlock behind your back, shoulder blades squeeze together, shoulders drop down. And this exercise not only stretches those pec muscles that get tight and shortened from too much time on your phone or your computer, but then it also strengthens your stabilizer muscles in between your shoulder blades. So naturally, you're going to pull your shoulders back. And then by consciously dropping your shoulders, you're not going to have your trap muscles up at your ears, because that tends to happen as we get stressed, where we get into a poor posture when we're stressed. So stress causes poor posture, but also when we're stressed, we get into a poor posture where our shoulders go up, they're at our ears, we're hunched over, we're agitated. So by doing this, you're helping to undo that all, drop the shoulders, bring your shoulders back, and have better posture.
I thought that was just me that did that when I got stressed. Because
oh, no,
at some
that
point,
is
I really
everywhere.
Worked on it, because it, when you do that, you also don't allow your voice to come out in full.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
I had to work on that one a little bit, and I still have to remind myself whenever I'm in a super stressful situation, bring your shoulders down. Don't scrunch them up towards your neck. We don't even realize we're doing some of these things.
No, and I love what you said about your voice, because that just shows you how when you are in a poor posture, how just the basic things in your body can't function. You know, your lungs cannot fully expand. There's not enough room for things to go through your intestines because they're all compressed. So by dropping everything down, opening up in good posture, it helps your voice, it helps your breathing, it helps your digestion, it helps reduce inflammation, and it helps release all that tension that we constantly get ourselves into during the day.
You mentioned shoulders, but how does our footwear actually impact our posture?
Yeah, so this is an often neglected area and one of the easiest ways to improve your posture. So most people are overpronators, which means that they roll in too much when they're walking. What that does is it actually causes those hip flexor muscles that attach to the spine to tense up and pull us forward into a slouched position. So by wearing supportive footwear that have an orthotic insole, and I actually make shoes called Dr. Liza shoes that all have these supportive insoles that correct for overpronation, it prevents those hip flexors from tightening up and prevents strain on your back. And that's why so many customers would say, "Oh, when I wear, my Dr. Liza shoes, I have no back pain." And sometimes when my back is bad, I'll literally put on my shoes in the house and it takes care of the back pain. And when you see, out in the store, so many people see, insoles for back pain. And the reason is because it's helping your posture and taking pressure off of your hip flexors. And that's why they're so helpful.
Oh man, when I think of shoes, I think of all these young gals in their super high heel stiletto type shoes that at my age, I don't even think about wearing those even when I'm in a formal gown, right? And so, I mean, how do you convince some of these younger people that their shoes are actually causing some pretty big problems?
The thing is, a lot of times those they end up in my office or someone like me office because they are suffering from, back pain, foot pain, knee pain. And at that point, when you let them know that the cause of their pain is literally their footwear, they're more than happy to switch footwear because, especially with this newer generation and the younger, Gen Z, they understand that it's really not worth sacrificing their body for a certain look, especially now that you can get great looking heels. Like doctor, like my, I make, heels. They're not stilettos, but they're beautiful. So you can still get all the height, still look great, and not destroy your body. Because they see their parents, they see their grandparents, and their feet are crippled. They're in chronic pain because of footwear choices. And it's like when you see what your future could be and it's bad, you obviously want to prevent that. And one of the ways is by investing in your posture. And there's two things when it comes to your posture and getting support for your body that I say you must always invest in, and that's supportive footwear and a supportive mattress. Because one of them supports you during the day and one of them supports you at night. And if you make those two investments, you will feel better, your body will function better, you'll have better mental, physical health, you'll move better, you'll look better. You just enjoy life more when you feel better.
Okay, you talked about the supportive shoes, but what does a supportive mattress look like? There are just so many options that, and they sell themselves in so many different ways. How do you find a supportive mattress?
So when you're looking for a supportive mattress, you are actually looking for a medium firm mattress. So to be medium firm, the actual mattress core should be firm. And then on top, it can have, a little bit of foam, a pillow top, something to give it a little bit of cushion and to ease those tender spots. And that so you can sink into a little bit, but still have that support underneath. So you're looking for medium firm. And that firm core could be, it could be spring, it could be a latex core, but it's something firm that when you jump on the bed, you absolutely do not sink into the bed and you don't just bounce off the bed either. You have some rebound where, you just feel that pillow top, you sink in a little bit, but then you feel that resistance under the mattress. And that is, or any mattress that, has those names like Posturepedic, things like that, where it's specifically tailored for your posture, then you're looking at a supportive mattress.
When I think of my own posture, I first think about the way I hunch my shoulders when I get that defensive mode, my phone. But then the next biggest thing for me is my bag, my computer bag that I carry around on my shoulder and what it's doing. So, what's your advice on carrying bags?
So, yes, bags is another huge thing that brings people into my office because, especially when you're carrying a bag on one shoulder, your body changes its whole posture in order to prevent that bag from slipping off your shoulder. So, even if that bag is empty or you just have a couple of pens, it really doesn't matter. So, it's not about the weight of the bag. Your body will literally compensate in order to hold that bag on. And in a lot of people, I actually see lumps on their trapezius muscle or on their shoulders where their body has literally formed a hook to keep the bags in place. So those huge knots you have on your shoulder, especially on one side, that's your body trying to keep that bag from falling off. And that's going to give you neck pain. That's going to give you shoulder pain. It's going to make you look tilted because one shoulder will be higher than the other. So what I recommend is wearing a backpack, especially an ergonomic backpack. So I also make bags as well because that is one of the reasons that people were coming into my office. Like first, bad footwear, and the second thing was the bag they were carrying. So I designed ergonomic posture-friendly bags, like the Dr. Liza backpack and the Dr. Liza bag, so that when you're carrying them, you're well supported and that they have padded straps on it as well, so that you don't have impact on your shoulders. And another key thing when you're looking for a backpack is that it should have some kind of, it shouldn't be a smooth edge on the shoulders so that there's some kind of grip so that your body doesn't have to try and constantly adjust your posture to prevent it from slipping off. And then a flat bottom is also advisable because when it has a flat bottom, it has more stability. And so your body feels like it doesn't have to adjust its posture negatively in order to keep that backpack in place because the bottom is flat and everything is sitting still and balanced. Switch out that one-sided laptop bag for a laptop backpack, and that will make a huge difference.
So the thing that we would really like to promote in this podcast is there are just small things that you can do that can really make an improvement in your life. So if you were going to give people three top tips, those three small things they could do today to make an improvement in their posture, what would they be?
So number one would be to do that pec stretch that I described where you interlock your fingers behind your back and squeeze your shoulder blades together. That would be number one. Number two is get good footwear. That will make a huge difference in everything you do. Because the thing is, when you have good footwear, you actually end up moving more, and that has benefits throughout your life, your posture, but everything else as well. And then number three is literally to get moving. So whether that's walking, exercise, getting at least 20 to 30 minutes of some kind of aerobic exercise every single day, preferably outside if you can.
Absolutely. Well, in the winter, that's the one thing I miss the most. I don't like the cold, so I don't go out as much. But yeah, there's nothing like being outside.
Yeah, that fresh air. And even if it's cold, I'm originally from Calgary. And even when it's, minus 20 outside, I just bundle up and I still go for my walks. So that fresh, crisp air, it's just something that just can't be replicated inside.
So before I make sure my listeners know how to find out more about you and your products, any final thoughts? Any final thoughts we should take away?
I think that when it comes to your well-being, it really is so key just to take at least 10, 15 minutes every day to think of what you can do for yourself. What am I going to do today for myself to feel better and improve my life? So whether that's like, I'm going to take 10, 15 minutes and stretch, or I'm going to take 10, 15 minutes walk. But when you wake up every day, think about what are you going to do for yourself that day to improve your health and well-being? But I think when we set that in and we set that mindset at the start of the day, it really leads to a better day because it's like, I'm going to do well for myself. And when you do well for yourself, you do well for others too.
Absolutely. So tell us more about you and how people can find out more about you and your products.
Okay, so if you're on social media, you can find me at Dr. Liza and my shoes and bags at Dr. Liza Shoes. So the website for Dr. Liza Shoes is drlizashoes.com. And then my website, where I have summaries of lots of exercises, recommendations, things that you can do for different things, like whether you have foot pain, digestive trouble, posture issues, you can check it out, is dr-liza.com.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Maria.
My guest today has been Dr. Liza Egboga. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Get Moving. Make sure you check us out on social for great tips on health and fitness at Moving Maria on Instagram and Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook. Have a great day.